Once upon a time,
there was a butt face named Boofo. Ow. Just cracked my fingers like this.
Ouch.
Dude, it's my toes.
No, I'm not. Relax.
Jeez, I like it.
Relax. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named
Crackles.
And Crackles was an extraordinary little girl because she had braids in her hair that were magical.
Are my braids magical?
I don't know. And what was her name?
Crackles.
Crackles. Crackles would use her braids to hear, to pick up signals.
Okay.
From around the world.
Oh my god.
So she could hear anyone in the whole wide world who was feeling sad.
And then what'd she do?
Well, when Crackles was young, she didn't know what to do with this power. In fact, she even cut her hair off because she didn't want to keep hearing all of these sad kids because it made her sad. But as she grew older, she realized that this power of hers came with a great responsibility to try to help all these sad kids around the world. So, she grew her hair very, very long.
Can you put on my, like, little bug light?
Oh, yeah. So long, in fact, that she had to wrap it around her waist like a belt, and then up over her shoulders like suspenders.
The mommy.
So, and she realized the longer that she grew her hair, the more kids she could hear. And the more kids she could hear, the more she could help.
The more she could help, the better the planet would be.
Yeah. So, and also the more detail she would get with longer hair, she would get more understanding of exactly what their concern was.
And, well, then what? So all of that is their name.
Yeah.
And their emotion.
Their name and a little pout. But if it got them longer, then you would get all the information about their problem, and some of the problems she could help with. Because she was very smart with the online research, and she would be able to get the information about their problem, and she got their email address, and she would be able to email them a surprise email from a stranger who just happened to have all the answers to all their fears.
Oh god, that'd be scary.
It was like a little advice email that just popped in saying, "Hey, I was just thinking, biddly biddly boodly boo, sign Crackles. The braided one."
Was it always braids, though?
Right.
Why not buns?
Or? No. She had the braids, and they just kept growing longer, and she kept braiding them and braiding them and braiding them. And anyways, she really wanted to help, so she didn't have the heart to cut her hair, because she thought, if I cut my hair, that's one kid that doesn't get help. So she kept growing it for years and years and years. And then it wasn't just a belt and suspenders, it was a whole jacket, and then it was pants too, and then it was
I think you've done a story about a girl's hair, like,
did I?
Being their clothes.
I think I remember that too.
I know.
Anyway, she got totally sorted out, and she was covered in hair and braided hair, And she was helping all the kids around town, and she became very famous. And then she was on TV, and she had her own show where kids could come in. And she already knew their problems, and she helped them fix it. And she became the famous Crackles hair therapist extraordinaire. And a lot of kids were happier
because... Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. Nice one. The end.
It's called a daddy pun.